Right now, Kanye West is back in the headlines for more of his controversial stunts. Over the years, he has become known for saying the most controversial things that he can come up with, getting backlash from it, and right when people think he's getting canceled, he always ends up getting forgiven by the world. This is exactly what Kanye is doing once again. Not only is he back stirring up outrage, but he's now standing up for Diddy, calling Diddy an innocent man and his idol. While most people think Kanye is doing this because he's losing his mind, I think it's the opposite. Kanye is just manipulating the media, doing all of this for attention, as he has a new album coming out. Kanye isn't rebelling or exposing anything. He is marketing and promoting, going viral to fool the audience into giving him attention. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Kanye West. Let's get right into it. Kanye is back, and he's up to his old shenanigans. Right now, his name is plastered all over headlines. He again went on a wild rant on Twitter and also pulled one of his famous controversial stunts at the Grammys. Today, we're gonna break this all down. Conveniently, Kanye is stirring up controversy right as he's getting ready to drop a new album. His new album, Bully, will be dropping soon, so you know Kanye has to market it some way, somehow. The best way to do this is by saying some things that are gonna piss people off. This way, you can get every single media outlet to put your name on the headlines for free. Essentially, free marketing for Kanye, who no longer is signed to a major label that has millions of dollars for marketing. Kanye is only being controversial for attention, not because he's standing up for something, but because he wants you to stream his music and buy his products to continue to hand him money. Recently, Kanye showed up to the Grammy Awards uninvited and pulled a stunt that sends shockwaves through the internet. He made it to the Grammys red carpet, accompanied by his wife Bianca Censori. While posing for pictures on the red carpet, Kanye seems to whisper something into Bianca's ear, and out of nowhere, she removes a coat she had on, exposing her see-through dress, which didn't conceal any of her privates. She then proceeded to pose for photos before security approached them and escorted them out as they weren't invited. Once this hit the blogs and the internet picked up on it, people couldn't stop talking about it. Some people felt that it was not only inappropriate but disrespectful, while others called out Kanye as they believe he's the one making her dress and act like that. Kanye once again managed to upset the internet and find his way on headlines. Headlines that he's going to use as marketing for his new project. If you haven't noticed, every time Kanye has a new project coming out, he says something controversial to get the attention. Then he drops the album and he disappears for a while and does it all over again when he's ready to drop a new album. Now, I want to also expose why Kanye has his wife dressing like this all the time. One of the most influential people in the music industry is no other than Aleister Crowley. For my longtime viewers, you already know exactly who Crowley was. But for those that are new here, Aleister Crowley was a British occultist who was known for practicing ceremonial magic and esoteric teachings. He was heavy into witchcraft and the occult. In the world of the occult, Crowley was seen as a leader. He not only created his own occult religion called Thelema, but he was also made the leader of several occult organizations like the OTO and the Order of the Golden Dawn, a Freemason cult for 33rd degree members and higher. Crowley gained a massive following in the arts world, especially in music. Many artists like the Beatles, David Bowie, Jay-Z, Absol, and even Kanye West were inspired by Aleister Crowley. They saw Crowley as an artist who had no boundaries, the ultimate rebel. And this is why the Beatles featured Crowley on their album cover for Sgt. Pepper's. It was also why David Bowie made several songs dedicated to Crowley and the Order of the Golden Dawn. Also why Absol made an entire album, Do What Thou Wilt, dedicated to Aleister Crowley.
Discovered the name of the album was the saying, Do What Thou Wilt. Which brought me to Aleister Crowley.
Correct.
You know who Aleister Crowley
Absolutely.
Is, right? And he was a magician, a poet, was also linked to Satanism.
Yeah,
in many ways. And so, what does that mean to you? Made you decide to name your project that?
You're the first one to bring up the Satanism, and I'm so glad that you did, because you know it's all church with me.
Yeah, yeah,
know that. So, Do What Thou Wilt immediately sounds like, you know, free will. Aleister Crowley has been influential throughout music and entertainment and ideology and philosophy. The album is based on that quote, Do What Thou Wilt, which is in the book, one of his books, The Book of the Law.
And why Jay-Z made the Run This Town song and music video and wore a hoodie with Aleister Crowley's Creole on it, Do What Thou Wilt. It's also the reason why Kanye wore the giant Horus chain in his music video for Power. Horus is one of the main gods in Crowley's religion, Thelema. In fact, Crowley claims that Horus himself sent a messenger to him that dictated the Thelema religion. Aleister Crowley is the most influential man in Hollywood and in the music industry. Now, the reason I bring this all up is because it's connected to the reason why Kanye had Bianca displaying herself like that. Kanye believes that Bianca is his scarlet woman. In Thelema, Crowley declared his female lovers his scarlet woman, which is supposed to embody the spirit of the Whore of Babylon spoken about in the Bible. Whatever women Crowley fell in love with, he would declare them his scarlet women, implying that they were channeling the Whore of Babylon and used them for all types of occult rituals. Thelema is an occult sex religion that practices a form of magic called sex magic. In the religion, there is a female high priestess who, during what's called the Gnostic Mass, exposes herself to all the members of the cult, while the high priest leading the ceremony performs intimate acts on her and the rest of the members watch. Bianca is Kanye's scarlet woman, and it's the reason why he's presenting her the way he is. This is why Kanye had her do this stunt at the Grammys. For the public, which would be the exoteric reason, it was just to draw controversy. But for the initiated, the esoteric reason, this was to present his wife as his scarlet woman. These people in Hollywood are all a part of this hidden religion, and they always hide signs of this in what they do. While Kanye might act like he's against the industry, he's still deep in the world of the occult. He is just like all the rest of the artists, just a puppet, but he is given the role of controlled opposition, someone that people would follow and think he's against the industry, while the whole time he is still pushing his occult teachings. We have to remember these celebrities are given the task of influencing the masses to adopt the ways of Thelema. Thelema teaches everything the music industry pushes through its music. Kanye is normalizing Thelema just like most other celebrities. For those that think Kanye is against the industry and that's the reason they kicked him out the Grammys, you're wrong. They let Kanye walk the red carpet and pose for pictures. They wanted him to do exactly what he did. If they didn't, he wouldn't have made it to the red carpet, and they would have not allowed them in. They also kicked him out to further push the idea that Kanye is a rebel. This way, those who are against the industry and won't allow it to control them will think Kanye is on their side, so Kanye can still have influence over them. While Kanye did this for the occult purposes, he also did it for marketing. The general public only sees Kanye showing his wife inappropriately and getting kicked out for it. Kanye is manipulating his fans and using them for his benefit. Now, the other reason Kanye is all over headlines is because of what he said about Diddy. Kanye decided to speak out for his good friend P. Diddy. Even though a few years back, Kanye was cursing him out and calling him a puppet, now Kanye is screaming Free Diddy. He tweeted Free Puff, also tweeting, Puff, we love you, and who's ever after Puff, we gotta find out exactly who they are. Also calling Diddy his idol in this tweet. They trying to prove a point, and y'all know that. Y'all effing know that, and sitting laughing at the effing internet on Instagram. This man gave his life to us. This my idol, this my hero. He then went on to ask Donald Trump to free Diddy, writing, Donald Trump, please free my brother Puff. He then proceeds to promote a Sean John shirt and tells his fans to buy it. Kanye knows exactly what to say to get people talking. Nothing Kanye is doing is to go against the system, but to fatten his pockets. Kanye knows that he is the most controversial person right now. By defending him, he's absorbing some of his attention. He knows Diddy is guilty, and honestly, Kanye is guilty himself. Right now, Kanye is being sued by his own former personal assistant. Lauren Piscitata sued Kanye for several reasons. Mainly now she is suing Kanye for SA after she alleged Kanye sedated her in a studio session that no other than Diddy was in attendance. Lauren called out Kanye for trying to get in her pants the entire time she was working for him. She believed Kanye was trying to force a relationship between them. Now, I know some of you might not see Lauren as a victim, but she is. Kanye is a powerful rich man, and just like Diddy, he uses that power to get what he wants. Lauren actually has people backing her story as well. A former artist by the name of Nikki Heaton came out months before Lauren sued Kanye for SA, claiming that she was there when Kanye and Diddy sedated and R-worded Lauren. She stated that she was invited into a studio session by Kanye and was accompanied by her manager, which was Kanye's personal assistant. Nikki claimed that when she arrived, she found Kanye and Diddy off their rockers with already pre-made drinks waiting for them. Nikki explained how they eventually tried to SA her, but she managed to escape, while Lauren unfortunately stood there and Kanye and Diddy had their way with her.
I got a call one day and it's like, hey, like, Kanye wants you to come to the studio. And we were just like, what? Like, Kanye knows who I am? Like, what? This is crazy. So we go. And this happens like multiple times. Like, you can find it if you go back and find headlines, you'll find proof of it. Like, we were working with Kanye. We got a call. It was late. We were living in LA. and we get a call and it's like, hey, like, Ye wants you to come to the studio. And we're like, cool. Like, why? And he's like, he wants to work on music. And we're like, that's great. And so we go, and it's like somewhere in LA, some studio we've never been to before, and we show up and walk in, and it's we're there to work on music, right? Like, that's why I'm here. And we walk in, and it's Kanye, and it's Diddy, and, you know, a couple of people that we know, men, you know, an executive that worked with Kanye, Kanye's engineer, and Kanye's cousin. We walk in, and we're like, okay, cool. And it's immediately, I was like, there's something not right. There's something not right about this, because we walk in, and there's 9 other women, and Kanye and Diddy are already, like, out of their mind, just, like, completely drunk, but probably something else. And we're like, okay, but, like, we were invited as artists. Like, maybe these girls are gonna leave, and we're gonna work on music. Like, let's just walk in and just, yeah. Immediately, I felt like there was something weird. You know, there's always drinks. There's always, you know, the vodka and the mixer is just, like, sitting on the table, but we walk in, and immediately, and Diddy hands me a drink. Kanye hands Lauren a drink, and we're like, that's weird. Like, why are they serving us? And immediately I was like, there's something wrong. Like, I couldn't explain it. I didn't know what to do. But I just, like, felt that there was something not right. And it was weird because I noticed as I was standing there, just kind of just, like, wondering what's going on, Diddy kept looking at me and Kanye kept looking at Lauren, and, like, they were exchanging glances. And I'm like, they're, like, watching me strangely. And I'm like, okay, let me pretend to drink. And, like, I'm not actually doing it. And, like, that seemed to, like, make them happy, like, me, like, pretending to, like, join in. And immediately I'm like, there's something in this drink. And I didn't know what to do. And I, like, my manager was, like, across the room, but, like, close enough, but, like, not next to me, so I couldn't, like, whisper to her. But I went to tell her, I'm like, hey, don't drink this. There's something wrong with this. But I couldn't. So I reach for my phone, and I start to type, and Kanye takes the phone out of my hand, and he's like, who are you texting? Like, you don't need to text anyone. Like, we're having a party. And I was like, okay. And he, like, puts it on one of the speakers. Now what do I do? Like, I don't know what to do. And I see my manager take a sip. And I'm like, now what do I do? And then I see her take another sip. 2 sips out of this little vodka cranberry cup. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? 2 sips, and I watch her face flush. And all of a sudden, like, I look over and she's speaking really loud and, like, making jokes. And I'm like, whoa, like, this isn't her. Like, she doesn't make jokes. She's terrified of people. Like, she doesn't even talk. And I was like, it's already hitting her. Like, 100%, I just knew that the drinks were all laced with something. And all of a sudden, she, like, dismisses the studio host. She's like, you can leave. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what's going on? And the girls file out. They go to, like, a different studio, or they go somewhere. And I'm like, I have to do something. I have to do something. What do I do? And I go and I go to get my phone where Kanye put it on one of the speakers. And as I'm going to get it, I turn and my manager's walking out. And I'm like, no. Like, where are you going? And she's like, it's fine. I'm just going to the bathroom. And I was like, no. Stay. And she's like, it's right there. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay. And she walks out. And all of a sudden, I realize that I'm in the studio. The music's low. The lights are dim, but you can still, like, see everything. And I realize that I'm in the studio with Diddy and Kanye. And they're both off it. And there's 3 other men, an executive that works with Kanye, his engineer, and his cousin, and alone. And I realized all of a sudden that Kanye and Diddy, have realized that I'm the only girl in the room. and they start coming towards me, and they're like, don't you want to take your clothes off? Like, it's so hot in here. And I'm like, no, fine. I'm fine like this. And they're like, it's just us. Like, we're all just friends. Like, let us just, like, see, like, how you look. And I'm like, okay, I'm fine. And, like, I still haven't gotten scared yet, you know? Like, I'm still, like, this is a bad situation. I'm creeped out, but, like, there's no reason to panic. There's other men here. So they're coming towards me, and I'm like, okay, I don't know where my manager is. I don't know where anyone is. And they're coming towards me more, and they're trying to, like, take my clothes off. And I'm like, at that point where I'm like, this is not good, but I'm, like, still trying to, like, play it off. Just, like, stop, you guys are stupid. Like, get out of here. Like, don't touch me. But scared. Okay, now it's back. Okay, so let me just get to the point. So they start trying, like, they're, like, pawing at me. Like, they're both drunk, probably on something else. And I start to get a little bit apprehensive because I'm pretty much, like, backed up against the wall. Like, there's only one exit, and I'm pressed up against this door. And I'm still not completely terrified yet, but I'm like, you guys, stop. Like, stop. And they're getting to the point where they have like ripped my shirt off. And like I'm like almost fully exposed at this point. And they're both coming at me. And I'm like, you guys, like seriously, this isn't funny anymore. And I look to my left where his executive is. Like, we know him pretty well. Like, we've been around him a lot. He's literally 3 feet away from me. Like, if I reached and he reached too, like, we could touch. Like, he's that close. And I look and I'm like, hey, like, I give that look where I'm just like, come on, like, step in. Like, this isn't cool. Like, you're a grown man. Like, you're like 50 years old. I know you have a family. Like, you know, this isn't right. Like, do something. And this is the part that for as long as I live, I will never forget. It isn't actually the aspect of being assaulted. That's not what haunts me. It's this. It's as these two grown men were pawing at me, trying to take my clothes off, I look over to this man asking for help, and I literally mouth the word help, and we lock eyes. And he looks away. I'm like, okay, there's still two more men in the room. And I look to his engineer next, who's sitting right next to him. And I know that he's married, and he just had a little baby girl, and I'm like, okay, he's gonna do something. And I look at him next, and I'm like, okay, like, do something, say something, do anything. And he looks down at his phone and starts texting. And then I was like, oh, fuck. I look at Kanye's cousin next, and I'm like, do something. And he spins his chair around. And that's when that, like, gut-wrenching fear set in. No one is saving me tonight. No one's gonna do anything. And that's when I was truly scared. At this point, they had ripped my shirt off, and they were trying to get my pants off. And I realized that I was completely alone. And I closed my eyes for a second. And I was like, God help me. What do I do? And as my eyes were closed, this is going to sound weird, because I bet a lot of you are wondering, like, how to get out of this situation. My eyes were closed, and I prayed. And I said, God help me. What do I do? And it was like, clear as day, I heard this in my head, and it didn't make any sense. I heard, go towards them. And I was like, great, the one time I asked God for help, Satan answers, because why would I go towards these two f***ers who are assaulting me that? And then all of a sudden it clicked. My back was up against the glass wall. I could not go any further back. That was the only exit. He said, go towards them. They were already drunk off there. So I lunged forward. I stepped forward. And it, like, threw them off balance. Like, they were like, oh, you know, and, like, they stepped back at least a foot and a half. And the moment that they did, I reached behind my back, I pulled the door, and I slipped out, grabbing my clothes. And I ran across the hall, across this corridor, and I hid inside of an empty studio that was black. And I sat there for, like, 20, 25 minutes, just, like, crying, texting my manager, and she's like...
This story she told alone explains why Kanye is now defending Diddy, as he himself is being sued for SAing someone just like Diddy is known for. With Diddy at that, Kanye is just as guilty, and he is showing us who he really is. He is doing all of this for attention, but also has alternative motives. While he so desperately wants you to think he's so rebellious, he's still on those puppet strings. He's still pushing the same destructive agenda through his music, still guiding millions of fans away from God. That's what this is all about. These celebrities are only puppets being moved by the real movers and shakers, those who have a plan for a world that doesn't include God in it. If you listen to the music the industry promotes, it's promoting morals and a lifestyle that directly opposes everything the Bible teaches. Then people are wondering why our world is so disturbing and fallen, why evil has become normal and good is seen as weakness. Their goal is to convince you that you are your own God and that you don't need God. This is a way for them to rebel against God and, in their minds, prove to God that Lucifer was right. But the irony is, we can see how wrong Lucifer was by looking at what our world has turned into. People are lost and confused and full of hate, just like expected when you separate yourself from God's grace. Look at our world and tell me what you see. I see a world heading to a burning end with these celebrities leading the way. Do not let Kanye or any of these celebrities fool you. Remember, every day we wake up, our souls are at stake. We must help those who can't see the truth find the truth. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.